Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The Beloit International Film Festival is a 10-day tribute to the power of film. It's also an appreciation for the indie films made here in the U.S. and around the globe. Each year, the quaint Wisconsin town hosts locals and film tourists alike as audiences get a chance to see films not easily found in the local multiplex.
This year, the festival has an improved short program and an emphasis on female filmmaking. The organization has also seen some leadership and staff structure changes, including a new chairwoman of the board.
That board president is Anna Kelly. She and artistic director Greg Gerard recently joined me in the studio to talk about the Beloit International Film Festival. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Audrey.
Thanks for having us.
So this is the 14th year of the Beloit International Film Festival, and Greg, as its artistic director, what did you want to reimagine or emphasize for this year's festival? Because your position is relatively new, correct?
It is. I've been working for the festival since the beginning, so I've been with them for going on 14 years now. And now I have ascended to a position that they kind of created for me. We kind of restructured how things were operating. So I guess they needed to keep me, so they needed to give me a name. So artistic director is the one that was chosen, and I'm sort of overlapping into a lot of different departments. But one of my main focuses is to program all the feature-length content for the festival, which is, you know, a big chunk of cinema. And I guess I was just looking to match the quality of films that we had last year. You know, we had a great year for submissions last year. And what do you know? We got just a whole, you know, slew of great stuff again this year. And so as I was wading through all of this stuff, it started to become apparent that I was seeing more women in film in positions of like writing, directing, producing. Obviously, we've always had great actors, but this seemed unique to me. And so that set me on a course to look a little further into it and maybe set a tone within this year's festival that would be female empowerment, women in film, female empowerment, celebrating that. We've got some nice things planned and very exciting.
Well, and do you think that, I mean, of course, there's been the wave of the Me Too movement and the fight to keep that momentum going, not just beyond the news headlines when it was first in prominence, but the fact that it's a smaller festival compared to the distribution that main studios are doing, that you're able to highlight women in film more, that more female filmmakers and producers and editors are thinking of festivals such as the Beloit Film Festival to submit their work, to get that visibility with audiences.
Yeah, I think that we're a very user-friendly and accessible festival. We're a small-town festival. We're very, I guess I've always called it boutique. You know, we did the old Sundance. The founders of the festival based it on a Sundance model where they, I guess apparently early on, they would actually convert some of their downtown eating and drinking establishments into theaters. And it's very intimate. It's very warm and friendly. And it's not a lot of 40-foot screens, but it's got something extra special. And I think certainly our film goers have loved it. And we've always heard from our filmmakers that they just enjoy the experience of being, you know, right in there with our film goers in these cool little venues we have.
Now, Anna, as the board president, this position is also relatively new for yourself, right?
Yes.
So where did this need stem from, and what did you want to reimagine or emphasize or highlight for this year's festival?
Well, I've been involved with the festival maybe last 10 years. I've been on the board, I don't know, a few years after that. And when we restructure, I was in line to become president, so I said, okay, I'm president. I think I've always done a lot for the festival. My husband and I do the website, and we do a lot of other things. But now I think we're much, much a group together. And I'm very frugal. I think it's good to have somebody looking at everything. We want to be very conscious of our sponsors and our filmmakers that we make every penny count to get the best festival that we can for the, you know, for our audiences, for our sponsors, for the filmmakers, and for the city of Beloit. I think, you know, it's a great thing for the town to have this festival. It brings a lot of people in who haven't been to Beloit in a long time or they've never been. And Beloit is changing, and we want them to see that.
Yeah, many Wisconsinites listening probably don't think of Beloit much besides like perhaps a marker on the freeway or something they're passing through. So with you in your new leadership role, what is it about Beloit that you want to show to the world, not just Wisconsin, but, you know, the filmmakers you want to bring in from across the country and the globe?
Beloit's a diverse community, and I think there's something to be said for that. As a small community, you don't see a lot of communities that size that have the diversity that we have. So it's like a small, big city and a small town sort of thing. And the town, we've been there 14 years, and the changes that we've seen happening in the last 14 years, it's like night and day. We wish people could come in and see what's happening. We've got, you know, the downtown, it's beautiful. We got new restaurants. There's a lot of new businesses downtown. I mean, I think it's a sight to see. I think if you come, you'd want to come back. No.
Yeah, and many people probably wouldn't associate small town Wisconsin anywhere, you know, even Beloit or any other town that you could name as a place for a cultural hub where you're getting international films.
We get a lot of people from south of the border, and they just come every year. And we have the Biffy Around, which shows films every Wednesday through the year. And they do Skype Q&As with the filmmakers. And the audiences love it. The filmmakers love it. And I think a lot of those filmmakers are coming to the festival because they really enjoy it, getting the feedback.
Now, part of this year's film festival is, you know, an improvement on curating the short program. So, Greg, when it comes to curating shorts, because it's, I think, probably a little more difficult than features because you need a good, effective short film that can capture the attention of, you know, not only you for choosing something to include in the program, but the audience, you know, the quick effectiveness of something or something that sticks in your brain. So how did you go about programming that? And are there any short films you'd like to highlight in particular?
Well, I have to tell you that I have a young man by the name of Adam Fogarty, who is our shorts programmer. He's also a wonderful curator, and he's the guy that does all of our publicity as well. As you can tell, we're all wearing a lot of different hats because we're a small nonprofit, and that's the way that works. But Adam primarily had the reins over the whole submission, you know, catalog of short films. And then I would, you know, kind of work with him to pick out some certain things that I might need for this, that, or the other thing. And but he's done this for like the last 3 years for us. So he's just done a great job of finding the best of what's come in. Now, I have certain needs of some of these short films. One of them is, of course, our BIF, Kids at BIF program that we do. It's a community outreach thing that we do with fifth graders, and we teach critical thinking exercises with them by way of film. And he came to me as recommending a film called One Small Step as a possible that I could use for the program this year. And what do you know? It got nominated for an Oscar. And we're so excited. This has happened to us a few times. We've actually had, a couple years ago, we had a film called Sing, a short film called Sing, that won the Academy Award. So I'm going to be employing this film liberally in all different parts of the festival. I have to say that Adam has just done a wonderful job for us in the shorts domain.
Well, and it's a great opportunity to happen to get, you know, an Oscar-nominated film. It's not the case when all the submission processes are being done, but for it to get that platform. Do you think that also helps bring enthusiasm for audience members coming in? Because, you know, not many people perhaps have heard of Beloit International Film Festival, but they've heard of the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And they know what it means to have, like, an Academy-nominated picture, actor, director, anything like that. So do you think this is an extended part of your role to be able to provide a place for people to see this? Because otherwise, we're at home watching the Oscars.
Right.
Shorts come up, you're like, I've never heard of that or seen it. It's not accessible to people, some of these programs.
It's just like a great addition to our, you know, the little bit of power that we have down there in the court, in the, you know, on the state line, that we could actually have a film that is gaining that kind of notoriety at something like the Oscars, and we run with it. It's such a great publicity tool, and our, you
it's
know,
a great
our area and regional film goers hear this, our enthusiasm for a film like this, and I think it just helps to whip up the vibe.
Well, and among the other programs you're mentioning, there's some showcase programs such as Classic Film, BIFF Cares, and the Silent Film Showcase. So these aren't necessarily new films that you're bringing that have been submitted, but what is the importance of bringing classic films back to audiences or silent film showcases? Because rarely do we have the experience of seeing a silent film in a theater.
Well, that's just it. These are the ideas of the founders of the festival, Rod Bodwin, Becky Rogers, and Ron Neef, all Beloiters, well, transplanted Beloiters a little bit, but this was their thing, and they put this together. And these classic films, silent film, sing-along film, they've been part of the festival since the beginning. What's the value of something like a classic film? Well, for me, it's to be able to see something like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner on a 40-foot screen. We do these screenings at our, the sing-along and the classic film we do at Schubert's Luxury 10 Theater, which is our little Cineplex in town. And it's amazing to see those. I mean, those were some movie stars, right? People get so used to seeing these movies anymore on just their, you know, even if it's a 80-inch flat screen, still not the same as in the theater, you know, on that big screen. And that, for me, has had the most impact year after year. I go and I watch our classic film every year, and it's a great throwback.
The silent film used to be with a symphony, and for the past 3 years, it's with a
Beloit Memorial High School
Jazz Orchestra. They call themselves a jazz orchestra now. So the kids work, you know, really hard. It's a great, great jazz program they have at Beloit Memorial. And it's, I mean, people really like it. I mean, the kids love playing for it, and it's, you wouldn't know it's kids playing the music.
Yeah, it's their, of course, they are an award-winning jazz orchestra, and their leader, Chris Behrens, he just draws out every ounce of talent out of these kids. And for the last 3 years, they have been our accompanists for the silent film.
Well, it sounds like it's a big community-driven aspect kind of festival as well. And Anna, having been so involved in the role of the film festival throughout the year and now having more of the executive role, what would you say to someone listening right now to bring them to Beloit and to the Beloit Film Festival? What are some of your favorite aspects that you want other people to experience?
I think Beloit is different than most communities you're with. And when you come to Beloit, you feel like you're part of Beloit. Come because Beloit will welcome you. You won't even feel like you're in a strange city. It just, everybody, we have so many volunteers, so many people who just want to welcome you in. I think you're missing out if you don't come. I mean, the festival, it's the biggest example of this. We've got tons of volunteers. People are calling me, where can I volunteer? How do I sign up, you know? And I'm not even the person in charge of that. But it's just a wonderful experience. If it wasn't, I wouldn't have been doing this. I mean, we work from November through March, like nonstop for the festival, pretty much. And if this wasn't a wonderful thing, there's no way I could justify spending that kind of time.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, every year we get like in the neighborhood of 400 people that volunteer from town. And our staff is what you call skeletal.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got a lot of people, you know, that just basically they are just donating their time. Well, we've got a good little team, and we all put in a lot of time. And so far, so good.
Well, I'm sure the viewers will certainly see all that time and effort come through in a positive light. So, Greg and Anna, I want to thank you both for coming in today to talk about the Beloit International Film Festival.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Audrey.
Anna Kelly is the board president for the Beloit International Film Festival, and Greg Girard is its artistic director. The festival starts tomorrow and runs through March 3rd. We'll feature more interviews with filmmakers presented in the festival in shows to come, and you can find more information at wuwm.com.